15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I want you. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Parts of Oklahoma and Kansas slammed by powerful storms. Tornadoes cut a path of destruction north of Tulsa. A large hail battered parts of Kansas. In Barnesdall, Oklahoma, a twister is blamed for at least one death. An Israeli tank brigade seizing control of the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Israel pressing ahead with plans for a Rafah offensive after rejecting a ceasefire proposal. A technical glitch forced Boeing to scrub its first astronaut launch 2 hours before planned liftoff last night at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Vladimir Putin is being sworn in for a fifth time as Russia's president. His March electoral victory decried by Western governments as unfair and undemocratic. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 75 points and NASDAQ futures down 27. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Protesters shutting it down. Spent thousands of dollars. My parents mortgaged their house. 4 years worked my butt off towards achieving my goals. Now
welcome to Tuesday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We were talking about that yesterday afternoon. By the way, what's the temp?
We're at 70 right now.
These kids who had a career goal, took all the courses required to prepare themselves for that career, maybe partied and stuff, but had a good time, but still got the grades.
Mm-hmm.
They earned the diploma, and now they got there's no ceremony. There's no chance to walk across the stage.
I saw.
That's the biggest pile of bullcrap I've ever heard, that these colleges can't put their foot down, secure a graduation area, and let them have their ceremony. Instead, they cave into the asswads.
I heard a soundbite from a kid this morning who had somebody, had relatives coming in from overseas, including one from the Far East, you know, spending a lot of money to get here. And now there's no ceremony. I mean, that's something special for when you're finishing college. That is special.
I guess who wins here? These terror-supporting protesters. And now, I just saw a story here, UCLA. They're not going after the protesters. They're going after the Israeli-supporting students who stood up to them.
Right. I mean, so many staff, people on the staff at UCLA, the faculty were involved in supporting all of this insurrection.
It's just very disheartening. I don't mean to start your Tuesday off on a disheartening note. If you woke up worried about whether or not Rich Thomas was going to have a decent breakfast, I invented a new one today.
It's a potpourri. I don't know what you called it, but I call it a potpourri because I could still taste it. A sandwich that had just a little bit of everything. You wanted to describe it?
I named it the Improv.
Okay.
And basically, it's sliced sausage. I had plenty of that. I was going to do bacon this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a pack here, but I did not.
Oh, I see.
But I had the bread. I had plenty of cheese.
So you improvised.
Sliced some sausage.
That's why you're calling it Improv.
That's exactly right. And I was kind of holding my breath, but you said...
Delicious. Awesome. In fact, I'm still savoring the taste.
Because I do not want to be answering to people like Jacqueline, who will confront me and say, did you feed Uncle Chi-Chi a less than breakfast this morning? That's your name in the afternoon, by the way, now. Uncle Chi-Chi. So.
But I get people stopping me when I'm out and about.
Saying, really?
Hey, I missed what was breakfast this morning? Especially when we used to have it and featured on TV, too, you know.
Yeah, I miss that. And here I was this close to starting my own place, and the TV went away, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's their loss, not ours.
It was. We did it for 3 or 4 years, and now we don't.
All right, we've got some changes headed our way. Let's get the latest on those.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Thank you, Johnny. I almost wore shorts this morning because it's like a morning in June with a dew point of 68 and a relative humidity of 94%. We're going to be flirting perhaps with a record today. The record is 92. Now, probably the record is safe. I've got us around 90, 91 for a high today. So another hot early May day, more like summertime. Sun cloud mix. And then today and tomorrow, some isolated random pop-up showers and storms could dot the radar screen in the afternoon and evening hours especially. But there won't be many, as you'll see if you go to my blog and look at future radar. Just a few, you know, like measles, if you will. Low tonight, 72. Wednesday's high, 93. That would tie the record from 2004. Showers and storms likely on Thursday and Thursday night. And as I feared yesterday... Some strong, possibly severe, I think. So we'll be watching the radar very carefully on Thursday. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet, and you can watch it as well. And then the cold front swings through early Friday. Much cooler air follows. We're in the 50s on Friday and Saturday night, only in the 70s for a high on Saturday. So that's a big change. Right now this morning, partly cloudy at 70 at 6:15.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
At 6:15 here once again is Uncle Chi-Chi.
Let me tell you about, Uncle Chi-Chi's been a big supporter of this particular business for a long time, and that's MPB. Montgomery Paint and Body. And by the way, they hope you don't need them today, and we hope you don't need them today, but they're standing by to help you whenever you do need help. And boy, oh boy, over the years, I've had to go to them many times, and they're very meticulous. It's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that's not the way they roll at Montgomery Paint and Body. In fact, that's why Donnie Turner got into the business over 4 decades ago. They do things right, so much so that a prominent insurance company used them as an example in a video of this is the way you need to do the work in the paint and body business. So, you know, I mean, that is a that's quite a compliment. 27REC with a W is their phone number. Tell your insurance company that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body, because that's your choice. That's by state law. Nobody can tell you where to get your car fixed, so that's your decision. Meticulous, dedicated, consistent, trustable, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, and they will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Good morning, class. It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime.
So let's each thank a teacher who had a prominent influence on us.
My niece is a teacher in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and has been for decades, and she is amazing, and she also directs the plays for the school, you know, and everything. Mm. She is something else. She just had a birthday on the 5th.
She's a teacher in Manchester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. No, I got you. Yeah. Hershey. Yeah.
617.
You know, their streetlights have the Hershey kiss.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We should have those here. We should have, in fact, I would settle for streetlights, period, in our neighborhood.
Right.
As my dad would say, it's darker than a well digger's butt on our streets after sunset.
Uh-huh.
That's something else I wanted to acknowledge here.
Never mind.
That's when you bring into existence the form of something.
I love it when you try,
but that's not important.
When you try to articulate that.
Let's see. I'm gonna. He may be a Morning Maroon nominee. I have lost all my respect for Jon Stewart.
No way. Yeah.
He, first of all, yesterday, and I guess I'm taking this as his response to Jerry Seinfeld saying that, you know, the whole woke thing is killing stand-up comedy, or at least stand-up comedy is not accountable to the woke. Mm. And Stewart, quote, has no patience for anti-woke comedians and bundled to complain about what they can and can't say during his performance at the Netflix is a Joke Festival, which I did not watch. The people who talk about anti-woke are the biggest wussies you would ever find. I'm just so tired of it. The woke crap, you lose nothing. I'm a comedian. I've lost 2 words in 35 years. Honestly, are you that effing unimaginative you can't figure it out? Here's the thing, John, you're missing the point. There's 2 words you need to lose. Donald Trump. Comedy Central and that stupid Daily Show has become nothing but one ongoing Trump joke with hilarious comments like, Republicans should give women back their rights. Go fork yourself. How about that, John? You twit. I'd like to substitute one vowel in that word. How far do the ratings have to sink on The Daily Show before you realize you're putting together a product that's not funny, that's not edgy, it's just the same forking thing every single night, Monday through Thursday?
I'm just glad you're lighter in the morning.
That's why people listen, because they don't have to worry about me breaking into a rant or anything. I'm serious. I just, and Jerry Seinfeld, I'm sorry to say, no, I'm not sorry to say, Jerry Seinfeld is right. We have lost our ability to laugh at ourselves, something that was really born in the 70s when we had really great TV shows like All in the Family and The Jeffersons
and
everybody's foible when they were on the table. It was equal opportunity comedy. And now we've lost that because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And really, if your feelings are hurt, that's on you. least that's what I spent $100,000 in therapy to find out. 6:20, I can't believe it. I double-checked my watch to make sure it was time. You guys in the back.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
How the hail are you?
That's me. I'm doing all right. Getting good grades.
Yeah.
Future's so bright.
Did you finish your dinner?
His future's so bright. He's got to wear shades.
Finish my dinner.
Yeah. No, when you say I got good grades, I
clean okay.
my plate. It just reminds me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kinds of things you ran up the flagpole when we were youngsters.
It was, yeah, yeah. Clean my plate, finished everything, you know. Starving kids in Africa if I don't eat it.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Oh, they're in Africa now? Because they were in Europe when I was a kid.
It was Africa for me.
Starvation was rampant in Europe when I was a kid. Gee, only 11 on breakfast so far? Did you see this? Somebody sent me this from one of the, I think it's called Radio Memory Lane.
People respect a full tone, big voice.
A big voice. The Big Voice School of Broadcasting. This reminds me, I got a Gary Owens bit in here that's pretty funny. And it's the Golden Voice School of Broadcasting. I might play that. Have a little fun. In the meantime, at 6:21, we have our first traffic update ready. 1819 News. The timeline just ahead for the 7th of May, finishing the first week of the month already. Hard to believe. Skipper, what's happening out there?
Well, we've got that light to moderate early morning traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's light to moderate. No real problems anywhere at the moment. We're keeping our eye on traffic for you this morning. Buckle up. Have a nice drive in. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is issuing a warning after the U.S. House passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. That bill claims to be an effort to deal with anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Tuberville was warning that the bill could be broadly interpreted in a way that silences all free speech. He says that people must be free to say what they think and that the only line they must not cross is in taking actions that affect other people's lives. Tuberville says there are all kinds of hate speech out there, and if the U.S. government endeavors to curb all of that, then they're essentially taking away the rights of people. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A man from Citronella is under arrest for shooting his wife's boyfriend. 54-year-old Autry Reed got into an argument with Jeremy Kelly, the new boyfriend to Reed's estranged wife. Reed ultimately pulled out a shotgun, shooting Kelly in the arm. Kelly is in stable condition at a hospital. Police had to search for Reed after he took off after that shooting. His shotgun was found in a nearby pond. A recall has been issued for Planters peanut products due to possible listeria contamination. The products are shipped to Publix grocery stores as well as Dollar Tree stores in the states of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina. The 4-ounce packages of Planters honey roasted peanuts and the 8-ounce Planters lightly salted mixed nuts are all part of the recall. So far, there are no reports of illnesses caused by the contamination. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Unable to work because of an injury at the fault of someone else? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Helping the community find a job they'll love for life. This is Career Search. Here's today's Career Search prospect.
Hello, I am a self-checkout kiosk. I was recently let go from Walmart and am eager to help your customers work as checkout clerks for your retail outlet. I'm really good at going beep, beep, beep. I have a built-in scale and always default to the more expensive organic version of produce in an effort to boost sales. I never need breaks or take vacations, which will save your store more money than it loses when customers decide to not scan that packet of T-bones. I am available to start immediately. If you would like to see my resume or references, please follow the instructions on the keypad. Bump, error, bump, error. Please wait for the attendant.
If you would like to add this talented person to your team, call this station today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Void prohibited by law.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, what moms really want for Mother's Day.
I would love a bottle of wine the size of my leg.
I want to go home and have one good night's sleep. That's it.
How about a thank you every once in a while? You know, two words.
Fat burning cake. How does this not exist?
And sleeping pills for toddlers. Come on, FDA. It's a no-brainer.
How about cleaning the house?
And some peace and quiet.
I would like Gwyneth Paltrow to get I'm Better Than You tattooed on her forehead. It's the obvious next step, no?
Oh, hell yeah.
How about a foot rub that lasts more than a minute and a half? Why even offer?
I want the Victoria's Secret models to all gain 75 pounds.
This has been What Moms Really Want for Mother's Day.
Gotta ask a question this morning, by the way. It's 627. I first heard about this a couple of weeks ago from some people. Are you into this whole man versus bear challenge?
No. Oh, think about it. Sorry. Move my microphone.
About the drunks that.
This is the one about where if a woman's in the woods, would she rather be with a man or a bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the number of women who say, I'd rather be in the woods with a bear, what does that say?
It says that men are, women are unsafe around men.
Yeah, how
or
safe?
Or at least women don't feel safe, or at least completely safe, around men.
But the question is bear, not teddy bear. Bears are wild animals. Yes, they're cute and they look cuddly. But they can also rip you to shreds.
They can, out of, you know, hunger or something like that. A man will just do it because you're there.
Was it last week that those drunks were wrestling with a bear? No, it wasn't a bear. That was a bison.
I was going to say, it was a bison.
Never mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody, didn't they come up and kick the bison or something?
And I mean, they got their comeuppance for it.
Yeah,
as well.
They sure did. Yeah.
I mean, with a bear, they'd have had the same situation, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here are some women on the street. Well, that didn't sound too flattering, but some random women.
Up this street?
Which street are we talking about?
The girls with
big difference.
The chicks with the plastic dresses hanging out in front of the Comfort Inn. Yeah, there's some comfort in there. Listen.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Yeah. Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there. A bear.
I would say a man.
One.
Yeah.
One out of the group. I'd say a man.
Men's reputation with women is not great.
Look, I get it. A few of us have been jerks.
Don't look at me.
No, it's it just the fact that it's gotten as big as it has. I'm sorry.
I hate that it's that way too, but it's that way.
Women possess weapons that can immediately disarm any man, no matter what state he is. Right here.
What is that?
And all you got to do is show those. You could have the, you know, somebody who's in a total and menacing rig, and then stop him right in his tracks. Just don't let him touch.
We've covered a lot of ground since 6 a.m. already.
Haven't we?
And guess where we've gotten? Nowhere.
Hey, what is that down the line there? Denver's water department's spot-on backstreet parody about
you gotta hear this.
Water conservation.
I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah. Employees at the Denver Water Department did a Backstreet Boys parody.
Oh, God.
It's not too bad.
It's probably a... My yard needs water.
Isn't that great?
I say don't water when it's raining?
Yes.
Do people water their lawn when it's raining?
Well, sometimes happens.
Sometimes there are automatic sprinklers.
That's true.
You got to remember, they don't have Uncle Chi-Chi in Denver. They've got somebody else who probably isn't that good. And but the weatherman said it wouldn't rain.
Denver Chi-Chi.
There's only one.
Mile High Chi-Chi.
Mile High. I like that. Let's see. Let me just check something here real quick, boys and girls. Okay. By the way, we played that little Mom's Day clip, and we have some great sponsors to help you get just the right gift for Mom this year. And I can't think of a better place to start that search than Brian Jewelry in Prattville, where you've got three generations and seven decades of experience to connect you with the perfect gift and a chance to get something really nice and save money. If you've never been... Sign up for membership at BrianJewelry.com. Explore the website. They've got all kinds of deals there. And you'll get acquainted with the extensiveness of their collection, which is, by the way, very competitively priced. But you can also go big and do it at 0% with a Synchrony Luxury account. I also have layaway programs, but Mom's Day is Sunday, so you won't want to be doing layaway. But if you sign up for membership, you can find, let's say, a $200 or higher item, and they'll take $100 off at the register with that membership sign-up. They have been creating things from scratch, too. Now, I'm not sure if there's enough time between now and Sunday for them to do that. Never underestimate them. I'm just saying you might want to call and ask. But once you buy something with them, it's a partnership for life. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. In fact, it's Janelle's favorite place to shop for jewelry. So she'll pick something out, and I think when she was in just first year of college, she saw a ring there she wanted, and I got it for her for Christmas, and I just took it back and had it reconditioned and a new setting put in. And when I was down there the weekend before last, she was wearing it and quite happy to have it back. They do a great job, and they're especially good at taking panic customers who wait till the last minute, as many do, and finding them an idea that clearly states you just didn't throw money at this gift. Some thought was put into it, even if you borrowed somebody else's brain. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Get that membership sign up going and explore the website at BrianJewelry.com. In, about a minute, we will have Not Headline News and then the timeline for May the 7th.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Miss USA is relinquishing her title to focus on her mental health. Obviously, bringing an end to world hunger can really take its toll. Sure, she'll keep the money and other prizes that came along with it. Those were good for her mental health. Today is National Teachers Day, and maybe one of them could tell us where to put the apostrophe on that sentence. An all-nude cruise will depart Miami next year. If you think that sounds hot, you haven't seen the average person on a cruise. All-nude cruises. We know what you're thinking, but you better start drinking. Tom Selleck may lose his ranch due to the canceling of Blue Bloods. Darn those reverse mortgages. This is not headline news.
At 6:37 with the time live for the 7th of May, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, that gets me so inspired when you do that. 127 days into the year, 238 days left. This is the timeline for May 7th. Again, actually, we did some of these yesterday, but it's like 25% repeats and about 75% new. So stay with us. National Teachers Day, we mentioned that. National Tourism Day, I love being a tourist. National Home, I was in New York City a year ago today. National Home Brew Day. My dad used to make some home brew. I wasn't particularly tasty, I don't think.
Home brew what? Beer?
Beer, yeah. He did.
You know how I learned that? Watching the Three Stooges when they were making bathtub beer.
Yeah.
And they needed yeast and all this stuff. And I asked my dad about it. Said, yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
It was legal, and then it takes a while to ferment.
Also learned from random facts that bathtub gin killed a lot of people, especially
yes.
in New York City.
New York City?
What's New wrong with New York the freaking city, yes.
gin we got? It's National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. Now, I may have lamb maybe once or twice a year, but if it's done right, I love...
Oh, yeah.
I love lamb.
Did you ever try lamb steaks?
Lamb chops, but not really lamb steaks.
You can get lamb steak now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good off the grill. Got to have some mint jelly. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I am married to the mint.
Now, it is a fatty meat, but it is very tasty.
Yes.
1718, we mentioned this yesterday, the city of New Orleans was founded. First presidential ball, this is a new one, 1789, happened on this day. George Washington, of course. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, this is a new one, 1824, was first performed in Vienna. 1800, Indiana Territory was organized. Now, it didn't become a state yet, just an Indiana Territory. 1847, the American Medical Association, founded in Philadelphia. 1877, the Cincinnati Enquirer was the first to use the term bullpen to indicate a baseball field foul territory where late-coming spectators were herded like cattle. The bullpen.
Is that the origin? I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1914, U.S. Congress establishes Mother's Day. And, of course, Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, and the weather will be great. We'll have that for you in a minute. 1915, we did mention this yesterday because it's a big deal. The Lusitania was torpedoed by a German submarine off the coast of Ireland. 1,200 people drowned, including 128 Americans. 1917, in a testament to his pitching ability, future Hall of Famer slugger Babe Ruth leads the Boston Red Sox to a 1-0 victory against the Washington Senators. And their legend, Walter Johnson. So, I mean, we think of Babe Ruth as the hitter, but there was Babe Ruth, the pitcher, and he was a pretty good pitcher, too.
He was the Shohei Ohtani of his time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Good point. A multifaceted person. Of course, this year, Shohei is not, he's not doing the pitching this year.
No, but he is really hitting well. Boy. Especially considering he went through that
That controversy with his
interpreter.
Yeah, my gosh. 1945, World War II ended when Germany signed an unconditional surrender. That happened in France. 1946, the Sony Corporation was founded by Ibuki Masuru. Now, our song of the day. And we rolled the Wayback Machine back to 1976. Maybe one of the greatest rock and roll intros of all time from a truly landmark album called Dreamboat Annie. One of those albums where every track is a killer. From Seattle, Washington, Ann and Nancy Wilson, Heart. I saw them here in Montgomery out of what used to be called the Montgomery Civic Center. Crazy on you here.
If we still have time, we might still get by. Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bombs in the devil, and the kids keep coming. The way to breathe easy, no time to be young.
Great on stage, too. And by the way, the title cut of that album, Dreamboat Annie, is also great, great song.
That's a band I never got to see. I love their stuff.
Yeah, they can belt out a song, let me tell you. 2000, Vladimir Putin becomes president of Russia. And that's ironic because guess what's happening today in Russia? His inauguration. Former KGB officer enjoys a high approval rating in this country because you better like him.
Yeah. Not a lot of wiggle room there, is there?
No, sir. Birthdays. Earl Thomas. He's a former Baltimore Raven defensive back. He's 35 today. Eagle Eye Cherry is 56.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Had a biggest hit was Saved Tonight.
Yes.
He's the half-brother of singer Nahon Cherry. I don't know her. Anyway, Tracy Lords will do her birthday again. We did it yesterday. She's 56.
And Tracy.
She went from those kind of movies to mainstream movies. The Grateful Dead drummer Bill Kretzmann is 78. From the Dearly Departed file, Johnny Unitas. Football legend, we lost him in 2002, would have had a birthday. Gary Cooper would have had a birthday, lost him in 1961. We are 5 days till Mother's Day, now that the countdown's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right day. 20 days till Memorial Day, 40 days till Father's Day, and football in 115 days. That is your repeated timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Let me start with Mother's Day Sunday because it's a big family day, and it always has been, and it's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to around 80. I remember one recent Mother's Day, we had a tornado outbreak, but this one's going to be beautiful. Now, let's go to today. Another hot one with today's high temperature up to around 90, 91. The record is 92, so we'll be in the neighborhood knocking on the door. Sun cloud mix today. Today and tomorrow, isolated random pop-up storms are possible in the afternoon and evening, but the rain chances are small. Tonight's low 72. That's like a day in summer. Wednesday's high 93. That would tie the record of 93 from 2004. Showers and storms likely Thursday. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, as a strong cold front edges through the area, ending early Friday. Much cooler air 50s by Friday and Saturday night, only in the 70s for a high on Saturday. And as I mentioned, Sunday's high, 80. Right now, this morning, it's partly cloudy, very humid, and 70 at 6:45.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back, and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
At 6:45, I have posted the man versus bear question, and I would love some feedback from women. And look, this is not for judgment, but since in that clip we played, what was it, 9 out of 10 women want the bear instead of the man in the woods?
Yeah.
Please explain why you'd rather take your chances with a wild bear.
Well,
I could be wrong. I'm probably not, but I could be.
Women are scared of men.
I get that.
I know.
And that's the explanation.
They're scared of men.
But anybody with a brain should be scared of a wild bear. What's the deal with the wild bear? Your By the way,
chances are better with the bear. It's better with the bear.
Since I just had Tourette's Jerry Seinfeld syndrome, did you watch the Unfrosted thing?
No. I don't have any interest in it. Yeah, I don't have any interest in it. It was, and it's weird too, because I remember when I saw it, I was like, "Hey, I give that a watch. It looks pretty good." As more time passed, it wasn't because I saw more of it that turned me off to it. It just more time passed, I was like, I'm not feeling it.
I love Seinfeld. You know that, but
look.
My friend Marianne, who is a diehard Seinfeld fan, said, I think I'll wait on this.
The only thing that this tells me is that the real driving force behind Seinfeld was Larry David.
Oh, no, you're right.
In the construction of the show, no doubt, because David has this genius gift to take all these, create all these different threads and scenarios in a show and then knit them together at the end. He did it in Curb.
Seinfeld was his baby, even though it has Jerry's name on top of it. But if you look at everything Jerry's done since, and you look at everything Larry's done since, Larry's the force behind that show. And to see everything that's getting reviews on this thing from Jerry, it's like, no.
I think I can say with confidence that most men would rather be in the woods with a woman than a bear. So let me address this to men who would like to go into the woods with a little more confidence, because there's three things that affect men through the aging process: erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and low libido. And Montgomery Men's Help was created to take care of guys that are dealing with these issues. It's a physical, it's a medical condition, and it can be treated, but it's not going to heal itself. And pills, which many men have turned to, often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to band because of the fear of failure, so they'll argue or create an issue. If you're a guy and you feel unmotivated, if your energy is flagging, always tired, perhaps you're like you're going through the day in a fog, or you're seeing physical changes that are not making you feel good about yourself, call 440-3663 and make an appointment and get the test. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. So you get the test, the result, and a plan. Because if the numbers are low, this is very treatable with a great prospect for recovery and getting yourself back. As you age, a testosterone and PSA check is recommended as part of the annual men's health routine. And for $99, this can be a game changer, and it has been for thousands of men in the River region. So if you want to start feeling amazing again and hit your goals, call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Up next, we have your SRN News replay, a look at the roads with Skipper, back with the cheap and trashy. I may bring John Stewart in.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello!
Parts of Oklahoma and Kansas slammed by powerful storms. Tornadoes cut a path of destruction north of Tulsa. A large hail battered parts of Kansas. In Barnesdall, Oklahoma, a twister is blamed for at least one death. An Israeli tank brigade seizing control of the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Israel pressing ahead with plans for a Rafah offensive after rejecting a ceasefire proposal. A technical glitch forced Boeing to scrub its first astronaut launch 2 hours before planned liftoff last night at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Vladimir Putin is being sworn in for a fifth time as Russia's president. His March electoral victory, decried by Western governments, is unfair and undemocratic. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 75 points and NASDAQ futures down 27. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
If you're out and about this morning, traffic is building, but so far been a good morning with no real problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully, giving you an all clear right now, but a lot more cars on the road, and we're going to be very busy here in just a bit. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's officially festival season. Looking for a weekend full of entertainment that the whole family can enjoy? Join us in historic downtown Prattville this weekend for the Prattville City Fest.
Friday, May 10th at 6 p.m., enjoy a concert performance featuring the Tip Tops. And then Saturday from 9 till 4, come back for a day of arts and crafts, food, entertainment, and kids' activities. Admission is only $2. Kids 5 and under are free.
The Prattville City Fest on Main Street in downtown Prattville. Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. Visit PrattvilleCityFest.com for more info.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, helping local business.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it at 6:55, time for the Keeping Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I am the Keeping Trashy anchor, Brandon Dunn. Did you know? I'm sorry, Jeff.
Order.
That the reigning Miss USA is giving up her crown to focus on her mental health?
That's crazy.
See what he did there? It wasn't real sensitive, but it was funny. Jerry Seinfeld would approve. Yeah, she wants to relinquish the crown to... She was from Utah. Miss Hawaii was the runner-up.
You remember that speech that Burt Parks would give every year? If you are unable to fulfill your duties, yeah, like, or whatever.
If you're assassinated or something, it's still second place. Now, here is a word about Ben Affleck.
Quack, quack.
You Ducks are slow in the uptake today. He made an appearance on that Brady thing the other night, Tom Brady's roast.
Uh-huh.
People said it looks like he got plastic surgery.
Is it Ozempic?
He may have that Ozempic thing going on, the Skeletor look.
Yeah.
And his appearance was not particularly well received.
Huh.
Nick Cage going to play Jesus' father in a horror movie.
Wait a minute, Jesus' father?
Yeah, I like this line. Nicolas Cage is still Nicolas Caging all over the place. I love that. Movie is called The Carpenter's Son, inspired by the infancy gospel of Thomas, which is the only account of Jesus' childhood. Nobody really believes. Well, that's his next thing.
I wonder if Jesus' dad really approves of this Nicolas Cage thing.
We'll find out. I would not want to find out the disapproval the hard way. All right, here's a list of the greatest power ballads ever recorded in rock.
Okay.
What do you think is number one?
I'm all out of love. No, I don't know.
Power ballad in rock.
Power ballad.
Power ballad.
Probably.
What decade is it from, do you know?
Mostly 70s and 80s, it looks like.
Well, you said number one, though.
Yeah.
Where's that one from?
It's from a man named Prince.
Oh, okay. So,
I thought about this as a conundrum, but there's just too many possibly beyond the...
Massive, yeah.
Yeah. Purple Rain.
Oh, that's a good one.
God, I just...
Because if it was going to be You Light Up My Life, I was going to commit suicide.
I don't know why, but I just never considered Prince as a power ballad guy.
Yeah.
No.
Much less Purple Rain.
Alone, we just played Heart. Alone by Heart was number two.
How about that?
November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Don't Stop Believin'. I don't think of that as a power ballad.
Just a hometown girl.
I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
Oh, that's...
See, none of these sound like Purple Rain.
Right. Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
I don't know it.
Dream On by Aerosmith.
Okay.
That's number seven. I Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf. We talked about him yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Sister Christian by Night Ranger was ninth, and Heaven by Bryan Adams was 10th.
No, don't put Sister Christian by... No.
Hey, Broken Wing by Mr. Mister, or is it Mr. Mister by Broken Wing?
Broken Wing is one of my faves. Is it on there?
It is number 13. More Than Feeling by Boston is 16. I like that.
I like that.
Open Arms by Journey and others. That's not a conundrum-worthy thing.
I need to do Broken Wings as a song of the day.
Yeah. Vince Neil from Motley Crue and Pearl Jam's Mike McCready both fell off the stage this weekend.